Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, I'm going to be showing you the brand new Love Ints Solus Pro. There is absolutely loads to show you in today's video, so enough waffling from me, let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you today the new Love Ints Solus Pro. For those who haven't seen the Solus Pro before, this is a smaller, sleeker version of the Love Ints Solus. And if you're looking for an automatic stroker that has been designed for AI and interactive content, then this is for you. So you might be wondering what's coming up in today's video. The first thing I'm going to do, as I always do in my videos, is give you an unboxing. I'm also going to be showing you how to operate the Love Ints Solus Pro. I'm going to give you a little bit more information about the toy itself, and then I'm going to give you a review. So as you can tell, there's lots coming up, and I'm going to shut up and get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, let's start the video off by opening the box. As always, I do like to show the outside of the box so people can see that it's discreet packaging. There was a shipping label, but that had no mention of Love Ints. For some reason, this did come double boxed, and I think that's because Love Ints sent me a replacement screw. I don't know why they sent it, but I'll take it anyway. And this is what's inside the yellow envelope, and I won't show it because it's literally a screw. So how I would expect Love Ints to send out the toy normally is just in the single box that you can see on the right hand side. Again, there is no mention of Love Ints on this box. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. As soon as we open this box up, this is the first glimpse you'll get of anything to do with Love Ints. You can see on the outside of the box there is a picture of our Love Ints Solus Pro. I'll quickly slip this out of the outer box and we'll start to open it. On the edges of the box there is not much to show you. However, on the back of the box it does tell you a little bit more about what the toy does. Along the top of the box it says that it's body safe, hands free, super powerful, IPX4 water resistant, and you get 1 year warranty. Written in the middle of the box in 6 different languages is more information about the toy itself. It says it strokes at up to 230 strokes per minute, and it also says that you've got 180 degrees of hands free movement with the table clamp. Anyway, I'm not here to show you the box, let's open it up and show you the Love Ints Solus Pro. As soon as you open the box lid, you'll see that it's extremely well packaged. The Solus Pro is hidden under the foam lid, and on the right hand side in the white box is our attachments. So before we do anything else, let's open the attachments up and show you what you get inside. The first two things you'll probably take out is the table clamp itself. These are the two biggest items in the box. You will also receive your USB-C charging cable, and you'll also find a small plastic envelope with your table lamp locking screw. What we're going to do next is assemble our table clamp. All you simply need to do is take the base of the table clamp and put on the top half. Line up the teeth on both halves of the table clamp and put your locking screw into the bottom half side of the table clamp. There is no screw thread on this side of the clamp, so if you get it the wrong way round, it won't tighten up. With our table mount assembled, we're now going to take a look at our Love Ints Solus Pro. So what we're going to do now is take out our toy from the rest of the packaging. Slip out the Solus Pro, and underneath you'll find your instruction manual, and you'll find a protective bag for when the toy's not in use. What I'm going to do now is show you how to use your Love Ints Solus Pro. There are only 6 buttons on the toy, so let's show you what each one does. The bottom one is our power button. To turn the Solus Pro on, push and hold the power button. The lights will indicate the toy is on, and the tube stroker will extend down. When it comes to turning off your Solus Pro, all you need to do is hold down the power button again. The stroker will automatically retract into its starting position. The pair of bottom buttons control the length of the stroke. By pressing the top one, it will increase it, and pushing the bottom one will decrease the length. The top pair of buttons control the speed of the stroke. Pushing the top button will make it go faster, and by pushing the bottom one, it will make it slower. To pause the toy at any time, just push the power button once. The button at the top of the toy controls the preset patterns that are stored on the Love Ints Solus Pro. There are 5 saved in total, and you can adjust each one's stroke length and speed. If you want more, you can always download them from the Love Ints remote app.
So that's how to use the Solus Pro manually. The next thing I'm going to show you is the stroker sleeve. To do that, we're first going to need to remove the cap. All you need to do is twist and pull. When you first open a tube, you will find that your sleeve is pushed in slightly. Remove the insert and pull out the sleeve. The sleeve that does come with the Lovent Solus Pro is closed ended. This makes cleaning up the toy so much easier. The sleeve opening is fairly generic, but once you look inside, you can see there's lots of lumps and bumps and ridges all along the inside. I'm not sure how many sleeves are going to be available with the Lovent Solus Pro, but you can use the Lovent Max 2 sleeves in the Solus Pro. So if you want a bit of variety, you can use the Max 2 sleeves. Make sure you add those sleeves to your order when you're buying the Lovent Solus Pro, which you can find a link for in the description below. When you finish cleaning and drying your sleeve, all you need to do is slide it back into the tube. The groove that runs around the top of the sleeve is the indicator for where to stop pushing in your sleeve. Once you're done, you can pop the lid back on and it's ready for the next time. To charge your Solus Pro or to fit the table mount, you need to remove the cover on the back of the toy. This can be tricky to get off, so be patient. You may need to use a slotted screwdriver. Once it has been removed, underneath at the top you can see that there's the USB-C charging port. All you need to do is plug in your lead. To attach the table clamp to the back, there is only one way round it can go. The plastic peg on the table mount fits inside the hole on the back of the Solus Pro. Then all you need to do is tighten up the screw on the back of the table mount. You can also adjust the positioning with this screw. Once it is tightened and in the correct position, you'll notice that you can still plug in your USB charging cable. To fit your Solus Pro to a table or work surface, all you need to do is unscrew the clamp at the back of the toy. Once the opening is wide enough, all you need to do is slide it onto the table or work surface and tighten it up. Once you've finished adjusting your table clamp, all you need to do then is adjust the angle of your Solus Pro. And that's how easy it is to set up your Lovent Solus Pro. What I will do is turn the Lovent Solus Pro on and let you listen to how quiet the toy is. Remember, if you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if I have inspired you to buy a Lovent Solus Pro, there is a link in the description below.
So there you have it. That's how you use the Solus Pro from Lovent. And as I said earlier, I will be showing you how to use the AI features in an upcoming video. So we're going to move on now to a little bit more information about the Lovent Solus Pro. It has a continuous use battery life of 14 hours. And it strokes at up to 260 strokes per minute. The maximum stroke length is 650 millimeters, which is just over 2.5 inches. The maximum circumference of the penis that can go in this toy is 6.1 inches, which is 155 millimeters. And the maximum length of penis that will fit inside is 7 inches. Which is 180 millimeters. There is also 180 degrees movement in the table clamp. And to make sure you get that perfect position when you're using the toy, you can also move the clamp up and down 2 inches. Now that is most of the boring information out of the way. The only thing left to do now is try and review it. Okay guys, it's a little bit later in the day and it's review time. And because it's review time, it means I've had my willy inside the new Lovent Solus Pro. So the way I use the toy is a freestanding stroker. And the reason why I say that is because Lovent have made a big deal about AI with this toy. I wanted to review it as a hands-free stroker for you and not as an AI toy. But I will be making a video on the AI technology in the next week or so. So make sure to hit that notification bell and subscribe button for future videos. Now, the first thing I'd like to say is that the sleeve is extremely soft and there's lots of room inside. I normally like quite a firm grip while I'm using the strokers. This had an extremely soft grip. The actual stroker itself on the lower settings is extremely quiet. Obviously, when you do turn it up to sort of the maximum stroke speed, it does make a little bit more noise. As like all Lovent toys, it's extremely easy to connect it to the app and control it from there. But with 5 buttons on the base unit itself, it's not too difficult to control from the unit. Once I had finished, I cleaned the sleeve. It was extremely easy to take out, as you could see earlier in the video. And I cleaned it as I did in other videos. And then all I done was air dried the sleeve and dusted it in corn flour. Another thing I really liked is there was a lot of movement, so I could get the right angle with the toy. As I said earlier in the video, there's 180 degrees of movement up and down, and you can slide the mount along the side of the toy so you can get that perfect angle. I used it while standing up, so I had it at that sort of angle. You can easily lower that if you're sitting down. I did start using some of the AI features within the VibeMate app. And it's going to take me a week or so to get familiar with the actual app again, because it's been a long time since I've used it. I did originally start doing the AI testing back about 6 months ago with Lovince, and it's changed quite a bit since they've released it with this toy. So give me a week or so, I'll get myself up to date with what's changed, and I'll release a new video for the AI features. Remember as well, there are lots of games that are compatible with the Lovince platform, and the Lovince Solus Pro is compatible with all of them. So make sure to check them out in the description below. Overall, this is a really good toy. I always wish that Lovince had a bigger variety of sleeves. As I've already said, this one comes with the toy. I'm not sure whether they're going to release another one, but you can use the Lovince Max 2 sleeves as well. If I have inspired you to buy the Lovince Solus Pro, then there is a link in my description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Lovince's profits should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell. Until next time, peace out.